Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, so restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace. The next D might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I'll leave you breathless. Try to catch it. Kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassed and arrested. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't focused so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. So long. So long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, Radio Neeson. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my sins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't.
Good morning, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Pastor Gloria Walker, for this broadcast today. We teach them how to nay-nay, but not how to pray-pray. I want you to know right off the bat that this is not a prepared message. I did not intend to do this message today, not even when I got up this morning, but I was I had something that happened on yesterday. I'll share that with you in a minute. But I had something that occurred on yesterday stay with me in my spirit on this morning when I got up. So as I was praying and talking to the Lord, I felt the Holy Spirit urging me to do this broadcast and talk to you about a revelation I received on yesterday. So I want you to know I don't have a whole bunch of prepared scriptures and teachings for you. I'm just going to talk to you about an issue, okay? Now, that title, we teach them how to nay-nay, but not how to pray-pray. I'm talking about the young people. You know who I'm talking about. You can see these videos on YouTube, and they're all over Facebook. Somebody has recorded somebody doing the nay-nay. And that's all well and good. But here's the thing. We're losing the youth when it comes to having them in the church, growing up in the church, learning about God, understanding spiritual things, learning scripture, we are losing them. And this is how I know. Yesterday, my second oldest son, who is 31 years old, he's a manager at Reebok, you know, the athletic company. And he and I were at Walmart yesterday doing some grocery shopping. So as we were going up and down the aisles, we were just talking about a variety of things. Actually, I was sharing with him about a book I was reading by Dr. Miles Monroe. And he remembered reading it also, but I was telling him I was rereading it. And as I was rereading it, I was gleaning, you know, additional knowledge that escaped me the first time I read it. So Dr. Miles Monroe, you may know, was a pastor that was killed in a plane crash, I think maybe a year or two ago. His ministry was in the Bahamas, Bahamas Faith Ministries. If you're not familiar with him, I strongly encourage you to watch some of his videos on YouTube. I mean, he is a superb teacher in breaking down the kingdom of God. Because, see, what a lot of people don't understand is we have these religious mindsets, and we go to church, but we don't even understand what's really going on. I mean, a preacher can preach a good sermon to you, but you really need to understand what's going on in the kingdom of God. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. As Christians, as believers, we operate by a different set of principles that are in the kingdom of God. And when you understand those principles, you can cause things to manifest in your life because of the principles and statutes that are, how can I say, law in the kingdom of God. There's a certain way that the kingdom operates. It doesn't operate like the world. And so I don't want to get off into too much of that right now because I want to talk to you about something else. Just go to YouTube and check out Dr. Miles Monroe's teachings. There's one that I watched yesterday, Seven Keys to Understanding the Kingdom of God. That was very beneficial to me, so that would be a starting place. But he has many videos out there, so please, you know, watch as many as you can, and I promise you a light bulb will go off. It'll be like, bing, I didn't know that. Okay, so back to today. Yesterday, my son and I talked about Dr. Miles Monroe and his teachings and his book. And so then we got on a conversation regarding the Word of God and society. And he said to me, yeah, Mom, I'm just amazed at, you know, sometimes during a break or when it's slow in the store, I have the opportunity to talk a little bit to some of the younger people that work there that are in their 20s. And I'm amazed at how much they don't know. And I said, what do you mean? He said, they don't even have, like, Bible 101 basic knowledge about Adam and Eve and the fall of man and Satan. And I looked at him. I said, what are you talking about? He said, no, seriously, I have talked to some people at work that never heard of Adam and Eve and Satan. Blog Talk, I can't tell you how that blew my mind. Because I'm thinking, everybody's heard of that. Even if you're not going to church every Sunday, even if you don't read your Bible, haven't you heard of Adam and Eve? I thought to myself, what rock do they live under? How can that be? But then I realized, you know, I may have been passing judgment, so I stopped thinking like that. And then I just got really sad because I thought, my God, there are some people walking around, young folk, that don't know about Adam and Eve and Satan. And then I got to thinking deeper that this is probably the part of the reason for the rampant crime that we see today. I mean, young black men, every time you turn on the news, I mean, I'm black, in case y'all didn't know it, so I'm not making a racist statement, and I love my people. Let me say that. I love my people. But we have to deal with the truth, and that is the truth. I watch the news every day. I have a son that's 24 that lives at home with me. He won't watch the news because of what he sees every day. And what he sees every day is young black men committing crimes. I mean, crimes without a conscience. Crimes without a conscience. I mean, I see videotape every day on the news. I live in Atlanta. If you're familiar with Atlanta, you know, we have this famous mall, Lenox Mall. A lot of affluent people shop there, and stars and, you know, actors, rappers, singers, Tyler Perry, folk like that. And they just showed some video last week from a camera outside of a building at Lenox where these young black guys just walked up to somebody and put a gun to their head to get the keys to their car, to their Mercedes, and drove off in it. And it happens every day, all the time. You know, beat up old ladies coming out of Walmart with grocery bags. Just beat them down. Leave them laying on the ground. Drive off with their car. So when he told me that he's aware of people on his job that are in their 20s that never even heard of Adam and Eve or Satan, I said, if they never even heard of him, then they have no idea that he can operate in their lives and destroy the predestined plans that God has for their lives, good plans, because that's what the Word of God says. For I know the plans that I have for you, good and not evil. They don't know this. And not only do they know that, do they not know that, but they don't even know that they have help in this world, in this life, through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through the Father God. They don't even know that they have help. There are times when they probably just think they're alone. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. You know, how can that be? Those people that my son worked with, they grew up in a household somewhere. And it's no fluke that several of them have never heard of Adam and Eve or Satan. I could see if there was one in a bunch, you know, that would just be isolated, you know. But there are several, which tells me that society is changing. People are falling away from God. Back in the Old Testament, the Lord said, when I bring you into the promised land, remember me. The Lord said, remember me. Now, you know, back in the day, hey, here's a good opportunity for some little black history stuff. It's February. Back in the day, you know, we prayed. We trusted. We believed God. You know, we couldn't read back then, but we heard the preacher, somebody got educated, and they could read a little bit, and we would go to the little country church on Sunday and hear the word, and we stood on our faith. But as the Lord began to bring us out, you know, we got free. We got jobs. Life was looking a little better. We have fallen away from the faith, and we're not bringing the young people up in the admonition of the Lord anymore. What is going on? How can it be that somebody has never heard of Adam and Eve? That's insane to me. That's just like when you went to high school, you surely heard about evolution, the dinosaurs. Hearing about Adam and Eve is just as common as that to me. You know, I was a single parent. My first husband died, and I remarried a few years later, and we were unequally yoked, so I divorced. But out of those two marriages, I have four sons. And so when I divorced, I had to raise those four boys by myself. And I had this plaque that stayed in my living room, and I still have it today. My sons are now 35, 31, 24, and 21 years old. So this is a very old plaque. But it quotes a scripture from Joshua 24:15 that says, choose this day whom you will serve. But for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. And so I had that plaque in my house when they were growing up. And they knew what time it was. From the time that they were born, and they became toddlers, and they became a little child, they grew up into being an adolescent, and then into a youth and a teenager. They knew what time it was, because They saw me on Saturday night, ironing shirts, prison pants. They knew what that meant. Sunday morning, we're going to church with Mama. We're going to church. The Bible says, Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Most of the time, it happens that way. However, there is an occasion where when they get grown, they may stray away from the faith or become rebellious. That's just the enemy. You can't sow good seed and it not produce good fruit. At some point in time, they'll return back, but that is not your responsibility to worry about if they stray from the faith. Just keep them in prayer, because Jesus said, none of those who he has called, he's going to lose. Not one. He won't lose them. Okay? But, you know, sometimes they have to get out there and search around and ask some questions and investigate and explore a little bit. But they'll come back. But that's not the issue. My point is, they're not being trained up anymore today. What is going on? How can my son work with people that never heard of Adam and Eve? That's like ludicrous. It really is. Is it that if you have young people in your house, if you're listening to me and you have teenagers, I know how they can behave. I raised some. I know they can, you know, walk around feeling themselves, acting like they grown, they know it all, they don't want to listen to you, you know, they old enough to make their own decision, they don't want to go to church now, but guess what? They live under your roof. You pay the bills. You run the house. And if they that grown, where they don't do what you tell them to do, you need to let the door knock hit them with a good Lord, split them. I know what I'm saying is tough. They have to abide by your rules in your household. If you're going to church, they need to go too, unless they're going to work on Sunday. You know, I'm not going to get off in that. I know people need to work, but I've always encouraged my sons to try to find a job where you don't work on Sunday, because that is the Lord's day, okay? But I know how hard it is to raise up young people. I know they start, you know, feeling independent. When my sons were younger, I used to be able to put them all in the car and we would go to the movies. We used to love to go to Golden Corral. No, it was Shoney's at that time, to their breakfast bar and eat a big breakfast, all you could eat. Because I had four boys. I mean, cooking all that food to feed four growing boys, honey, please. And I have a healthy appetite myself. So rather than do all that, I would just load them up in the car and we would go eat breakfast, okay? I could do that when they were younger. But when they got to be teenagers and they were feeling themselves, they'd take off and go with friends and, you know, leave me a note. I understand. They get away from you. But at some point, they got to come back to the house. They got to come back to the house. And you need to sit down and talk to them and say, this one thing right here, we can't budge on. We can't not go to church together. Because here's the thing. It's not about raising them in a strict environment, you know, a strict religious upbringing. It's not about that. Going to church and learning, hearing the word of God is going to give them a foundation, put some roots in them that will help them in life. Everybody is going to experience some tough times in life one way or another. And you've got to be rooted and grounded in your faith in God. You've got to know the scriptures so you know what your promises are in the kingdom. Remember I told you about the kingdom teaching, the Miles Monroe? You have to know what your promises are, what God has said he will do for you, so you can stand on it when your situation looks contrary. Okay? We have got to do something, because society is going to hell. I don't know what people are doing in other communities. I really can't talk to you about a white community or a Mexican community. I don't know what they're doing. But I know from looking at the news every day that in the black community, some stuff isn't being done that needs to be done. We're focused on the wrong things. We're killing folks over hoverboards. We had a young girl right after Christmas here in Atlanta. She was outside with her hoverboard. Two black guys, teenagers, walked up to her with a gun and shot her because they wanted her hoverboard. This is insane, and it needs to stop. We need to get back to teaching them the things that are important in life. Nike tennis shoes, hoverboards, iPhones. That's another thing. People, I mean, teenagers will shoot, kill, rob you for an iPhone. But it's really not exactly their fault because it's the enemy at work. Spiritual wickedness, principalities in high places that's talked about in Ephesians. But they are completely unaware of what's happening to them because they have no knowledge that Satan even exists. They have no knowledge because when they got old enough, we let go of the reins. We let them loose. You can't let them loose until they get out of your house. And really, when they leave your house, you still need to call and check on them. But as long as they're in your home, we have to continue to pour into them, to teach them. And if we would simply teach them the Word of God, take them to church, everything else will fall in place. Everything else. They're going to find out the plans and purposes that God has for them. They're going to learn how to pray. They're going to treat people right. They're going to have the conviction of the Holy Spirit that tells them it's wrong to commit a crime. It's wrong to kill somebody, to murder somebody, to rob somebody. If we just get them back in the church, the rest will take care of itself. Here's the thing. If every person that listens to this broadcast, if you would share this broadcast with another family member and another family member, and you guys take responsibility for the young people in your family, we could get this broadcast to spread like a wildfire, okay, in California. You know, when a fire starts in the woods in California, that thing just takes off. They can't even put it out. If we would just spread this message around from one family to another family and take a look at those teenagers in your family that you know are going astray, headed down the wrong road, you can just see it in their behavior. You can see it in their grades at school. You can see it by the way they're getting suspended, okay, or being put in school suspension, okay? You can see the behavior of what's going to come in the future. They're going to end up committing crimes and being in jail if you don't nip it in the bud when they're young. And it's harder to reel them back in when they get old as opposed to training them up in the way while they're a child. But I'm telling you, we have to do something to take responsibility because I just could not believe. And maybe that was my own, how do you say that word, naivete, being naive, that there are actually people walking around us. You know, when you talk about people never having heard of Adam and Eve, I think about people in some far-off distant land, like, I don't even know where this place is. It just came to mind, Timbuktu, some isolated, remote place in India, where missionaries go, where people have never heard of the gospel, you know, and they're just now getting missionaries to go over and preach to them, you know, getting exposed to Jesus Christ and the Bible. But when you talk about people right here around you that you see every day who's never familiar with Adam and Eve, huh? Still baffled because even if their parents didn't take them to church, did they have aunts and uncles or cousins or a neighbor or somebody that could have talked to them about God, that's unfathomable to me. We need to go back to the times where we took responsibility. There's an African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. We need to go back to that. You need to talk to your neighbors and say, hey, can we come together as a community? I don't mean to get in your business, but if I see your child doing something wrong, can I just talk to them and tell them that's wrong? And vice versa, if you see my kid doing something wrong, please feel free to talk to them. We need to go back to that. Because nowadays, if somebody tried to tell you something your kid did, people want to cuss you out. And I know what I'm talking about. I used to teach public school. And let me tell you how bad it is. I have a slew of stories I can tell you. I'm going to get two in real quick. At one point, I was substitute teaching. Now, I majored in history. If you're a history major, that's to teach high school students, okay? But at some point, I was with this agency, and I was a substitute teacher. So they'll call you for any age group. So I got called in to sub for, hear me well, a group of kindergartners. Okay, I'm in this class, and I'm teaching them the little stuff that they're supposed to be learning from the lesson plan. I have one of the boys that doesn't want to sit down and listen, so I keep telling him he has to sit down. He can't disrupt the whole class. He's affecting everybody else's learning. Well, he gets mad at me. He jumps up, and he pulls a chair out from under the table, you know, the little plastic chairs with the steel legs that the kindergarten kids sit in. He pulls a chair out from the table and slings it across the room. And because it's plastic, it bounces off the wall, hits another wall, and it bounces again, right? So I get out my paperwork to write him up. And, well, first of all, I picked up the phone and called the office and told them they need to have the security. Yes, in elementary school, they had security. They need to have officer, whatever his name was, come down and get this boy out of my classroom before I freaking wring his neck. Because if I wasn't a teacher, honey, remember I had four sons. I don't get down like that. Okay, so first of all, I had them come get the child out of the classroom. But secondly, I wrote him up and I sent the paperwork to the office. So they called his mother at work. Do you know what happened? When she came to talk to me and I told her what her son did, do you know this woman cursed me out and told me, don't be having school call her for any GD thing. She's busy. There's not any GD thing. When you have a how old were they, five or six years old in kindergarten that won't listen to a teacher, that will pull a chair out and throw it across the room, what you going to have on your hands by the time he gets 10 and 12 and 13? Okay? So I can tell you, kids have got to be trained up because the enemy is going to take advantage of them not knowing about him. I guarantee you, ask any teenager, say, would you allow somebody to make a fool out of you? Of course they're going to say, no. You need to tell them that's what Satan is doing with their lives. He's making a fool out of them and destroying their lives, committing these crimes and, you know, not going to school, not studying, not doing their work, being disrespectful, and hanging out with folks that don't mean them any good, smoking weed and popping pills and that kind of stuff. God is good. If they got friends doing any of that kind of stuff, they're evil. They're wicked. They're from the enemy to take them down. That's my time, blog talk. I just had to share that with you. I hope it blessed you. Reach out to the young folks in your family. Amen. God bless you. I love you.